From NPR News in Washington, I'm Pam Coulter. The Taliban is claiming it killed a U.S. sailor and captured another one as NATO steps up the search for the servicemen who went missing in Afghanistan 2 days ago. Joint Chiefs Chairman Mike Mullen is in Afghanistan.
This is an unusual circumstance, and we will do all we can, everything we can. We've got a large number of forces focused on the return of these two individuals.
Two newspapers given more than 90,000 leaked U.S. military records say they amount to a detailed account of 6 years of the war. The New York Times says the documents paint a more bleak view of the war than the government's portrayal. Vessels critical to permanently plugging BP's oil well in the Gulf of Mexico are back on the job after a storm disrupted operations. Eileen Fleming of member station WWNO has more on efforts to contain the spill.
Coast Guard Admiral Thad Allen says pressure readings and seismic tests indicate the broken well line is intact. He says it should be able to handle heavy mud that will be pumped down through the containment cap in the next few days in a process called a static kill.
I think we learned early on we need to continue to understand. We'll do the best thing we can on the optimum outcome right now is to lay that casing pipe, do the static kill, and then proceed with the well intercept.
The ultimate solution remains the relief well, killing the broken well from the bottom, which is expected by the middle of next month. Meantime, ships are getting ready to stand by with production equipment in case the relief well doesn't work. Allen says the government is requiring the system be capable of capturing up to 80,000 barrels a day. For NPR News, I'm Eileen Fleming in New Orleans.
There are reports that BP's chief executive may be replaced, possibly as early as tomorrow when the British oil company's board meets. Spaniard Alberto Contador clinched his third Tour de France victory today. Eleanor Beardsley watched at the finish line in Paris.
Even though riders had just covered more than 2,000 miles and spent 3 weeks in the saddle, there was still a sprint to the finish on a Champs-Élysées Avenue packed with fans. Britain's Mark Cavendish took the stage win, but the day was clearly a Spanish one. As the Spanish national anthem played out, Contador savored the triumph from the podium. He fought hard for it, with Schleck always at his heels. Lance Armstrong finished 23rd overall out of 170 riders, but his team Radio Shack came in first place, meaning its nine riders had the best cumulative time. Armstrong says he will now retire, and the cycling world has its new stars. For NPR News, I'm Eleanor Beardsley in Paris.
Grammy-winning singer Al Jarreau is still hospitalized in Marseille, France, after suffering breathing problems in the Alps. He says he hopes to resume his concert tour at the end of this week. From Washington, this is NPR. Voting in Thailand's parliamentary election ended with a bomb blast that killed one person and wounded at least 10 in the capital of Bangkok. Authorities would not speculate whether the bombing was part of Thailand's continued political upheaval following street demonstrations that paralyzed the capital for weeks. Unofficial early returns show a narrow victory by a government candidate who was challenged by a jailed protest leader. The United Nations and the Sudanese rebel group, the Justice and Equality Movement, have signed an agreement on the protection of children in the Darfur conflict. Lisa Schlein reports it was mediated by the Geneva-based Center for Humanitarian Dialogue.
The agreement aims at demobilizing child soldiers and is supposed to protect children from being killed or maimed during conflict. UNICEF representative for Sudan, Niels Kasberg, says the agreement allows for the possibility of independent assessment.
We have the ability to access any area at any time and to verify for ourselves that there are no children associated or recruited into the justice and equality movement.
9 years ago, there were about 20,000 child soldiers in Darfur. That number now has fallen to around 8,000. Kasbek says UNICEF is negotiating child protection agreements with three other rebel groups in Darfur and hopes to sign similar agreements with them in the near future. For NPR News, I'm Lisa Schlein in Geneva.
Venezuela's president says he will stop selling oil to the U.S. if his country is attacked by neighboring Colombia, a U.S. ally. The U.S. is Venezuela's biggest oil customer. I'm Pam Coulter, NPR News in Washington.